School Kids Taught How to Masturbate and Virtues of Rough Sex in Lessons Hidden from Parents. By Kurt Zindelka on March 4, 2023. British school children have been taught about how to masturbate and the virtues of rough and anonymous sex, as well as leftist theories surrounding topics such as gender fluidity, as if it was established fact in Lessons Hidden from Parents, a dossier compiled by Conservative MP Miriam Cates has revealed. A report submitted to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak by the New Social Covenant Unit think tank established by Tory MP Miriam Cates has claimed that prepubescent students in schools across Britain have been subjected to radical ideas on sex and gender by far-left organisations such as the LGBTQ charity Stonewall, following ambiguous guidance from the supposedly Conservative government in 2019 on relationships and sex education (RSE) classes. Then Education Secretary Damien Hines, under former Prime Minister Theresa May, issued vaguely worded guidance saying that compulsory subject content must be age-appropriate and developmentally appropriate. Strikingly, this was more broad than the previous guidance issued by the left-wing Labour Party government in 2000, which said outright stated that the promotion of sexual orientation or sexual activity would be inappropriate teaching. Despite being a supposedly right-wing government, the guidance from Hines went on to say that topics such as gender identity should be taught in an age-appropriate and inclusive way. According to the study, excerpts of which have been published by the Telegraph newspaper, this guidance opened the door for schools to introduce controversial curricula prepared by leftist charities, with blatant political motivations. Schools and teachers often hid that this was happening from concerned parents. One mother cited in the report claimed that a primary school teacher had told her, "What happens in the room, stays in the room," when pressed on whether they were teaching her child about masturbation. "I have a teaching background and I said, that's what pedophiles say," she recounted. Then there was this whole discussion. They had cards on the table, discussing whatever was on the card, and one of them said, "Masturbation." Lots of parents were saying, "You might frighten my child talking about this because they are 10. Who wants their child sitting with another person's son or daughter discussing this?" Another concerned mother cited in the study reveals that her 13-year-old child had been taught that there were 100 genders, as well as supposedly accepted terminology chock full of new age woke words such as cisgender, gender fluid, and non-binary, without any suggestion that others may disagree with the leftist gender dogma. The report from Cates claimed that much of the ideology was brought into schools by leftist charities, such as Stonewall and the School of Sexuality Education, which has promoted the use of the book Great Relationships and Sex Education, which instructs educators to emphasize that love and affection are often important parts of good sex, but not always. For others, good sex is quick, rough, and anonymous. You can also explore the fact that some people enjoy feeling pain during sex, which is often referred to as kink or BDSM. A workshop facilitator for the charity, Dr. Emma Chan's personal website features a video of her singing a song called "Let's All Masturbate" and linked instructions for how to perform the act. Another workshop facilitator for the group, Nadia Dean's website features articles on anal fun and frolics and the problem with heteronormativity. Conservative MP Miriam Cates, who compiled the report, said that she hopes it will serve as a wake-up call for the government. "The idea of children aged 11 and 12 being taught how to masturbate minus it's just horrendous," she says. "And to talk about sexual desires with adults you don't know is potentially a safeguarding risk. The government has a basic duty to keep children safe in schools," she adds. "I hope that the report will encourage even more parents to shed a light on what their children are being taught." A spokesman for the Department of Education said, "We will write to all schools this term to emphasize the rights of parents to see teaching materials being taught to their children. Schools must make sure all content they use is factual and age-appropriate, and engage with parents so they are aware of what their children are being taught." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.